time for the Miller's Edge with four-time SEC champion and two-time national champion Christian Miller.
Once again with Christian Miller taking him down.
Here's college football playoff national champion Christian Miller on Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC.
Welcome into this Monday edition of the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Hope you guys are doing well. Had to take a second thought for a second. I'm like, wait, for some reason, I almost said Tuesday. The reason I was thinking Tuesday as well, we've already gone about halfway through the show, technically. Well, we haven't gone through there. We're starting halfway through because Alabama baseball just completed that second game they had against St. John's. That was postponed from yesterday after a storm delay, and now they have officially punched their ticket into Omaha. So I think I got mixed up a little bit since we were starting the show late. I guess my clock is a little off. But big congratulations to our baseball team for advancing. First time going to the Men's College World Series since 1999. So it's been about 27 years or so since Alabama has seen a baseball team out there in Omaha. And now we get to see it again. Really excited about that. Saturday is when they will be playing their first game. It's going to be between, I want to say, Kansas and was it Georgia? Who is the other team, Chase? I just had it pulled up and I just lost. It's between Kansas and somebody else. I think maybe Georgia. No, somebody else probably. I don't know. I'm mixing it up. Regardless, they play Saturday. And so we'll definitely be on the lookout for that. But really exciting stuff, man. Big shout out to Rob Vaughn. I know he's always on the station here and always talking with Gary Harris. So I know a lot of people are really fired up about that and the job that he's done with this team. And I don't know, Chase, did you get to watch this Supers at all? Did you get to keep up with it this weekend?
I did. Luckily, I wasn't there because that was just the suspending games back and forth, the weather delays. You know, it was just all over the place. But like you said, thank God they advanced. That's all that matters.
Well, they did it. I'm not going to say in a relatively easy fashion, but I mean, they kind of blew them out in the first game. It was pretty dominant fashion. And then yesterday's game was pretty much the same thing, got postponed. And then they wrapped it up today. So I'll be honest with you. They kind of, I'm going to say, breezed through the Supers, but they looked really good doing so. The pitching was great. I want to say it was like a no-hitter the first game. And right now, man, they're a really hot team going into the College World Series. So I'm really fired up about it, man. I'm not the biggest baseball fan. When I say that, what I mean is I'm not an expert, right? Like football, I mean, I can tell you it's like the back of my hand, right? Don't even think about it. Baseball, I'm not an expert, but I enjoy it. And I enjoy competitive baseball, especially the postseason time when things really start heating up. I don't know if you got to see a little bit of the Georgia-Mississippi State action, like, when things are like, you know, like that to me, that's exciting stuff, man, for people that don't really, I guess, watch a whole bunch of baseball. That's when it really gets exciting. So to see our guys heading out to Omaha just after softball, right, a short time ago, was just in the Women's World Series with softball and doing their thing, right, came just short in the semifinals against Texas Tech. But I would argue, Chase, right now, collectively, our athletic programs, I would say, like, pound for pound, our athletic department is really doing their thing, man. I mean, you think about football, making it to the SEC championship game. We fell short, but we made it. And we also made it to the college football playoffs. So you can check that box, right? You're competitive in football, basketball, a nice run as well. You know, per usual, Nate Oates doing a really good job with that team. I don't know if you got to see the video that they put out of the new training facility, man. Talk about how that turned out. That was, I mean, literally, that's super nice, man. Really, really good stuff there. I don't know if you guys have seen, I'll put it on the screen here in a little bit, but the new training facility for basketball is great. They've been doing their thing. You got softball and you got baseball, and I'm probably forgetting some folks. I feel like track, we always have at least some individuals that are either conference champions, or I know we had a runner, can't remember her name, but she was winning, like, you know, national championships, like, year after year. So I would say pound for pound, Chase, we're really kind of doing our thing with all the sports here at Alabama right now. So it's a pretty good time to be an Alabama fan, if you ask me. I know we talk a lot about football, and we definitely will do that today. Big recruiting weekend this past weekend. Alabama picked up a couple of commits. We'll talk about that in a little bit. I just reached out to Andrew Bone. I wanted to get him on today, but with us starting late and the time kind of fluctuating, I didn't want to try to schedule a guest. So we're going to save that. Hopefully we can get Andrew on tomorrow and discuss some of those commitments, some of the visitors that we had. I've heard there's a lot of noise about a guy that committed to LSU. A lot of Bama fans were, I guess, hoping for him. I went and watched his tape. I'll get my thoughts on that whole situation here in a little bit. And Chase, I think the biggest thing, and I know baseball, we got to talk a little bit about because it's, you know, a big deal, right? First time heading to the College World Series since 1999. But I think what's taking the college world by storm this morning is the Sorsby ruling. I mean, I'm still trying to wrap my head around what just happened with this whole Sorsby case. And just a refresher, right? Brendan, who is the Texas Tech quarterback transfer. We've been talking about him with our lawyer, our official representation, Mr. Adam Lamparello, who I see is in the YouTube chat right now. We've been talking at length about this whole situation. Just a reminder, he was officially ruled ineligible for his bets that he was making, the role that he played. I mean, I say that like there was like a group effort. It was him. He placed like over $90,000 in bets, over like 40,000 total bets, if I remember the number correctly. I mean, like the guy was just doing all different things. I don't know, 9,000 different bets, $90,000 wagered. He was betting on his own team. The kid was ruled ineligible. I thought that was pretty standard. I didn't think there was any more to really talk about there, even though we talked about it. But just this morning, Chase, it has been announced that he has officially been granted his preliminary injunction against the NCAA, which means he is now eligible for the 2026 season. Now, here's the kicker. He's not, you know, getting off scot-free. There is some type of punishment. Get this, Chase. Drum roll. He will miss 2 whole games. That was his punishment. 2 games. They decided to suspend him for 2 games, which we all know. Majority of these schools face cupcake teams in those first 2 games, and that's exactly what the deal is for him this upcoming season. So Texas Tech is not going to really probably miss out on anything. I wanted to say Oregon State was one of them, and then the other one I had to pull it back up, but they both were small schools. Doesn't even matter. The guy is going to be playing college football. So in simple terms, what we learned today is that the NCAA literally is meaningless at this point. It's they might as well just be a thing of the past. They might as well just be something you tell your kids about one day, that they are non-existent. I don't even know what the point. I just was joking with you about this, Chase. I genuinely am trying to figure out why weren't people just doing these injunctions in the past? Maybe I'm missing something there, but it's just like at this point, this dude, and I'm not saying the guy went out and committed a violent crime. He didn't do that, even though there's people that have done that. And I'm sure they still found ways to play. But hear me out, Chase. Like the cardinal sin of sports is always like betting. Right. Or like, you know, doing things, especially betting on your own team or insider stuff or with sports. Right. You know, back in the day, people, you know, fixing games and all this stuff. And then when you hear a kid can bet on his own team, I get, you know, he was diagnosed with an issue. And listen, again, I listen, mental health is real. Mental health is something that everybody should take seriously. And I think too many people downplay it. However, for this situation, man, I mean, the kid is gambling. He got caught doing it. And we're not talking just a couple of, we're talking, I mean, $90,000 worth of bets, betting on his own team. And just to find out that he's, hey, okay, the NCAA said he's ineligible, but we're going to take it to a local court who's going to rule that, you know, he gets an injunction to be able to play. I don't even know what's happened to college athletics at this point, Chase. I mean, this type of stuff right here could like literally implode everything, in my opinion. Like at this point, what's stopping people from doing, like, you really could do anything and everything you want and just take it to a local judge and get an injunction and you'll be just fine. Because I don't, I know it's not a symbolic crime, but in terms of the sports world, placing bets on your own team, fixing stuff. I mean, that like, that's almost equivalent to somebody on the outside of the sports world doing some violent crime. I mean, like that is a huge deal. And for it to be just deemed, you know what? You know, he was, I don't know exactly what the local judge said. We'll have to pull it up and see. But I know they probably mentioned, you know, the mental health stuff, which, again, I respect the hell out of it. Like, somebody who I can tell you firsthand, like, it's legit. But to let that be an excuse for making decisions like that or to avoid punishment, I should say, right? I mean, we'll just go with that. Getting out of punishment for that, I don't know, man. It's quite a mess. But I do know we need to hit a timeout, and we got plenty to discuss and break down on that front. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk a little bit about some recruiting talk. We'll do, I guess, a little bit of a recap, maybe hear some clips or so from maybe Rob Vaughn, who, again, him and his team just advanced to the Men's College World Series the first time since 1999. So big congrats to those guys. I hate that it's kind of overshadowed by this news, but, I mean, we have to talk about this, Chase. I mean, like, this could be, like, that final blow for the NCAA. And I don't mean to sound dramatic. I don't mean to come on here and sound dramatic, but I'm just kind of just really in disbelief, man. I'm like, for anybody that was saying, you know, college athletics was ruined with NIL and all this, I'll be the first one to admit, I used to try to just, not when downplayed, I would say, you know what, I feel like people are exaggerating a little bit. NIL isn't necessarily the problem. It's that people aren't following the rules, but we can get this cleaned up a little bit. You know, guys are getting paid. We'll adjust. We'll adapt. But Chase, this is just a little bit different, man. I don't know. This to me just feels different. This is just like the ultimate, like, you can do whatever you please. Just take it to a local court, get an injunction, and it just erases everything, and we'll just keep it on. We'll keep on moving. And so for anybody, this last thing I'll say, and we'll hit this break. For anybody that was complaining about Coach Saban, about, you know, Senator Cruz or Cantwell, any of these people that have proposed this bill or any of that stuff, this is exactly why there needs to be some type of regulation, legislation. And you have to, I know people don't like to depend on the government or let the government get involved in things, but at this point, what else do you do? The NCAA just got, I mean, just completely just, I mean, they have no power left. If they can't stop a guy from who just gambled on his own team from being eligible or from maintaining the ineligibility ruling that they had, they have nothing. They have absolutely nothing. So we got to hit a timeout. We come back. We'll talk about this and more right here on the Miller's Edge. 205-342-9904 if you guys want to get in on the conversation. Of course, you can always join us on the streams. We got a lot of activity in the chat. Come hang out with us. Love to get y'all's thoughts on the Sorsby situation, baseball advance, and maybe some recruiting talk. Again, I've seen the talk about recruiting. Some people are a little concerned. I'm still trying to figure out exactly why everybody's concerned, but I'm starting to put the pieces together, and maybe we'll get some more updates from Andrew Bone tomorrow. All that coming up right on the Miller's Edge of this quick timeout. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started. Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9149 for your free estimate today. That's 205-393-9149. Asphalt Restoration, where smooth roads start. Roll Tide.
Hey, I'm Rich.
Based in Birmingham, Alabama.
We are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing
victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy. For guidance you can trust, call 201-317-5115 or visit lamparello-law.com. That's Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy.
Proud. What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case, and this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
From Tuscaloosa to the world,
download the free Tide 100.9 app
for all the latest on Crimson Tide sports.
Why can't I get this right? Maybe this has been that long of a weekend. I want to say welcome in instead of welcome back in. I got to knock the rust off, or maybe it's all this madness that's going on. It's a Monday madness, so I guess it makes sense, Chase. We got a super chat from my guy, Mr. Adam Lamparello, official legal representation here on the show. Make sure you guys check out Lamparello-Law for all your needs when it comes to legal representation. Doesn't matter what you did, man. They can help you get it out of it. Now, hopefully you guys aren't getting into any nonsense. But, hey, we're talking about swords. We were talking about injunctions. Contact legal expert, man. I'm sure Adam can help you out, just like these judges are helping out all these players to get this eligibility. Lamparello-law.com, schedule consultation, right? Academic misconduct, NIL cases, any criminal defense matter. And on top of that, they've got all those services, whether it's exam and test taking preparation, subject matter mastery. Let them take care of you, just like they take care of us, representing us at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy. Again, that is literally across the board. They do all that stuff in one. And on top of that, it's very affordable. They'll beat out any rates from any competitors, man. So make sure you guys contact Adam and his team over at Lamparello-Law.com and brand new YouTube channel, Lamparello Law on YouTube. Adam says, which we're going to rely on Adam here because he's our legal expert. He says, the court's decision in Sorsby's case is disgraceful. The judge misapplied the law, and his decision reflects a broader cultural trend that there are no consequences for misconduct. And he's spot on. I mean, like, at this point, what you just proved is that no matter what you do, similarly, I cannot speak. Sorry, guys. Similarly to what Jake said in the chat, it sets a precedent that it doesn't matter what you do, who you are. The NCAA has no control. It's done. I mean, like, they just are sitting there with their hands behind their back. This is what the president of the NCAA had to say following this whole deal. Charlie Baker, who is the NCAA president, this was him on the decision, I guess, for the injunction that was approved for Brandon Sorsby. There is no better example of why targeted intervention from Congress is necessary. When you have schools and deep-pocketed supporters willing to look the other way on the glaring integrity threat of betting on your own team, and judges whose rulings effectively strip away our ability to stop them, only Congress can equip the NCAA to apply this common sense rule to everyone fairly and consistently. The Protect College Sports Act would empower the NCAA to enforce rules, including the gambling and restrictions. It's needed now more than ever. Never thought that I would be in defense or in such agreeance with Charlie Baker, the president of the NCAA, the guy who pretty much, I guess, was responsible from holding me and my teammates from us being able to actually make some money off our name, image, and likeness. But that's neither here nor there. But he's 100% right. And I wish this, I guess, would have been, I guess, the case last week before Coach Saban and company attended that meeting, right, where they were voicing all the arguments for the need of this bill, because I think this, I mean, if nothing was going to influence somebody, I think this would, right? And he's 100%, like, you have no other choice. And I will add, I understand the hesitation, whether it's from Greg Sankey or others, about having government intervention and, you know, some of the issues that could arise from taking that route. But unfortunately, you have no other choice. I mean, wouldn't you agree at this point, Chase? I mean, what else can the NCAA do? If they can't stop a kid who just gambled on himself, his own team, over $90,000, was doing it at various institutions, it wasn't like a one-off, I mean, this has been ongoing. And I mean, he literally broke every single rule you could think of when it comes to gambling, right? I mean, you see in the NFL, other leagues, I mean, guys that just download an app and gamble on other teams, they're suspended a whole year, no pay. And I'm talking about like they're missing out on a lot of money. This kid was doing this over the course of several years, betting on his own team. And because of an injunction, not only is he eligible, but he's only going to miss two games against cupcake opponents. I mean, Chase, do you agree that it's pretty much mandatory that there's some type of, I guess, congressional intervention at this point?
If we don't do it right now, Christian, what is college sports? Honestly, because if I'm the SEC, Big Ten, all these Power Five conferences, I'm gone. This is chaos literally waiting to erupt. I'm serious. Like, this is, like, bad. And I agree with Adam. Where do we go from here? You know, like, I don't know what direction we're trying to teach these young adults, because there's more than just sports. I'm just speaking ethically now, because you're teaching these kids that it's okay to break the law. It's okay to get a lawyer to fix these things, and there's not going to be anybody to overrule what you're trying to get past. Or, you know, you can do what you want, but because you have certain status, right, or you're an athlete, you can get away with things. And this is just horrible. You know, if I'm a parent, I don't know if I'd put my kid in this situation, because they can just come home and just, what, their behavior is going to change because what? Like, no, like, I don't know, Christian. I think it's just, it's a mess overall.
Well, I'll tell you this. The parents aren't going to stop sending their kids to schools to go play sports because I'll tell you one big reason, that's the money. You know what I mean? So, I mean, at the end of the day, okay, I hate to say it, the money's not going to change. And if anything, it's only going to get even more lucrative. So that. But you're right in terms of, I mean, what is this teaching young adults, right? Like, what kind of message are we trying to send here? I mean, like, literally, you could pretty much do whatever you please, and you just take it to a local judge, local court, get an injunction, and there you go. You're good to go. So I don't know. To be honest with you, I really don't know at this point. I do wonder, you know, a guy like Sorsby that will be eligible now, I mean, say down the road there are some things that are cleaned up, that are changed, that are fixed. Does that mean they can then go back and say, well, you know, it's too late to rule them ineligible. Say by the end of the year, there is some type of resolution from Congress. Could they then go back and vacate wins? Or, I mean, because think about it, like the whole time that Texas Tech is playing, I mean, like, dude, I don't even know, like, how do you judge those contests fairly? I mean, they're playing with it, but then the other problem is, how do you compare his situation to like Trinidad Chambliss? Because they both had to get injunctions to play. One guy, in Chambliss' situation, I think he's still within the 5 years and all that. I don't think it's really that big of a deal. He was initially ineligible. He got the injunction. That's the only thing they really have in common. But I guess my point is, like, do you still even feel like, is that fair? Like, I mean, do you judge Texas Tech fairly off that? If Texas Tech were to win a national championship, does it even count? Because the quarterback they're playing with, like, you know what I mean, was deemed ineligible due to gambling? I don't even know, man.
In that situation, like Texas Tech, they don't have to play their quarterback. They can play somebody else if they're thinking more. I understand they want to win,
though. You know, but that's the problem, Chase. I mean, they're the one. I know he probably independently was doing a lot of this. Yeah. But if you don't think that they were involved, like, matter of fact, this is Cody Campbell, right? Remember the big time booster from Texas Tech, who was supposed to be one of the main players in all the reform and all this stuff happening. This is from Ross Dellinger, so, I mean, I guess it's legit, but it's a screenshot of a response from him, the Texas Tech booster, Cody Campbell. He says, "This unfortunate situation is the outcome of a broken system. I'm doing everything I can to fix it, but until there is a permanent solution, Texas Tech and its student-athletes have to do the best they can to navigate and compete amid the chaos that exists in the reality of the world we live in." I mean, so to me, I'm just kind of like, I don't know what to even think about him at this point. Because, I mean, you're supposed to be trying to fix this whole thing, but you're also saying, but, it's for Texas Tech and the student athletes to do what's, you know, do their best to navigate stuff. But y'all are setting a whole new precedent that really is, I mean, could be so damaging. Not even could be, that will be so damaging to the sport until there officially is something done. So I don't even know what to make of what he had to say, Chase. I mean, like, I feel like it's a little hypocritical for him to sit there and make it seem like he's still trying to fix this whole thing, but it is the school that he represents, that he is the big time booster of, that is, you know, getting, you know, all this attention right now for this injunction of the quarterback that he just received. So I don't know. I mean, what do you, I mean, are you buying what, you know, Mr. Campbell's saying right here, Chase?
Not at all. Not at all. It's like he can have his cake and eat it too. That's what I'm kind of getting at. And I just feel like because he's benefiting off this, he has to put out a positive word out there to support not only Texas Tech on one hand, but the NCAA on the other hand. And I feel like he's caught in between the middle. So I think, you know, I feel like it's just a bigger issue than just Charlie Baker and so many others that are benefiting off is because everybody's eating off what's going on wrong. You're not seeing like AD stepping down or coaches stepping down. It's still kind of business as usual. And that's why I feel like too, Christian, I feel like everything has to blow up. We have to start over, because the minute they opened those doors up and could not put certain regulations and so many other things going on to prevent this, what can we do now? Congress can't do anything. The NCAA doesn't have a pinky, not even a foot or leg, nothing in this race. I don't see any of the commissioners. They're just kind of jarring back and forth between conferences, coaches arguing, players leaving. It's just no one's on the same page anymore. And I just fear we may have to just blow this thing up and just call it the W in whatever letter we want to come up with at this point.
Well, to be fair, I mean, I think this is probably like the final straw here. I mean, I think things are a little blown up at this point. Now we'll see kind of what comes from this whole thing. You made an interesting point though about Texas Tech. Like, well, I guess they still have a choice whether they're going to support him playing. I mean, like, I'm pretty sure they were probably involved in all this. So, I mean, I'm assuming that is the plan, right? He's going to be playing. He's just going to be suspended for those first two games. But I just wonder what comes from this. I mean, like, now in terms of the bill, that's still going on, but when will that get passed? And when it does get passed, my question is, can they backtrack? Can they go back and officially? So say it happens midway through the season. Like, I don't know the timeline. Could you then make him immediately ineligible again? Like, I don't know. We'll have to lean on our guy, Mr. Adam Lamparello, who might be in the chat. I know we got a bunch of chats, and I hadn't read a whole bunch of them because I'm trying to talk and do all this. So let's take a time out, catch up on some of these chats. 205-342-9904 is the number if you guys want to get in on the conversation. Plus, we got to talk a little bit about some recruiting updates. Big recruiting weekend this past weekend. But Chase, even with a lot of, you know, good stuff coming out via recruiting, man, there's some concerns I've been hearing. I've been seeing a number of people talk about, I guess, whether it's a smaller signing class or just missing on some guys. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. But we're limited on time. Again, we started an hour late because baseball was finishing up that game that was delayed due to the weather. But no worries, right? We always want to support our teams. And they got the dub, and they're headed to the College World Series. So shout out to them for that. Quick time. We come back. We keep on rolling on this Monday Madness edition of the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy. For guidance you can trust, call 201-317-5115 or visit lamparello-law.com. That's Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
24-7, 365.
Got all your coverage of the Crimson Tide
on Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC.
Edition of Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230, WTBC. Just was thinking about something, Chase. I just said this before we came back on, but this is my whole thing, man. On the Sorsby situation, like, not discrediting anything that he was dealing with the gambling issues, the addiction. Again, we know that's very real. I get that stuff, but for him to be just free from any consequence, I just think it's wrong, man. Like, I just gave the example, like, if someone has a really bad alcohol problem, that's a thing, right? People struggle with that. People need to get help with that. But as you can respect that there's an issue and try to get them help, but that doesn't excuse them from any of the consequences that, from any actions that they committed because of that. You get what I'm saying? Like, we can be empathetic and try to help somebody, but you shouldn't be clear from any consequences from your actions. I just think that's crazy, man. I just think that's crazy. I'm trying to read some of these chats. GGP says, nah, this dude should never step on a college field again. The NCAA is a figurehead with no power. It is what it is. The only punishment he can get now is on the field. Yeah, I mean, I guess two games, right? He'll miss two games. But those two games, let me just pull their schedule up. Because it honestly was a joke. Like, if you guys, Oregon State was one of them, I think. Which, no offense to Coach Shepherd, right? He's the new head coach at Oregon State. So, you know, best of luck to him in that game. But, guys, it's Oregon State. Like, they're a bad football program, man. They're a bad program. And then week one is ACU. Chase, I don't even know what ACU stands for. So I clicked on it. It's Abilene Christian University. So he's going to miss their opener against Abilene Christian University, who plays teams of the likes of North Alabama, West Florida, Mercer, Central Arkansas. So he's missing that game, and then he's also going to miss Oregon State with Jamarcus Shepherd. So maybe Jamarcus Shepherd has a little bit better chance of getting an upset, I guess, because Sorsby's not going to be out there. But he will be back the following week. Nick says, I'd say the NCAA is officially done. Pretty much feels like that at this point. Adam says the standard for an injunction is very high. It was not even a close case. I guess my biggest question is, were there injunctions pre-NIL and all this? Because maybe I wasn't filled in, Chase. I just don't recall hearing about injunctions before all the NIL and the transfer portal stuff and people suing. Like, I really don't. Like, maybe we can use ChatGPT. Maybe you guys wrote in the chat, but there's so many chat messages right now. I really don't know if I can keep up with everything. Let's try ChatGPT real quick. Let's see if there was such a thing as injunctions. I know there was a thing, but were they common? Long before the modern NIL era and today's version of the transfer portal, there were already injunctions and lawsuits challenging NCAA rules. So maybe with Mo Smith, my former teammate, maybe that was part of an injunction. Remember, he wanted to transfer from Alabama. Back then, you could not transfer within the conference without forfeiting a year or missing, sitting out a year or something like that. And I remember he had to, you know, go through some stuff. He goes on to say the big shift did have, let me go back. The NCAA had a longstanding rule dating back to 1961 that athletes transferring schools had to sit out 1 year before playing. We all remember that. Over time, athletes and states began suing the NCAA, arguing those restrictions violated antitrust law and unfairly limited player movement. Courts increasingly granted temporary restraining orders and injunctions against NCAA enforcement. The big shift happened before NIL fully exploded because in 2021, the NCAA adopted the one-time transfer rule, allowing athletes in all sports to transfer once without sitting out. Then in late 23 and 24, courts issued even stronger injunctions against the NCAA transfer restrictions. One federal judge ruled the NCAA's transfer eligibility rule likely violated antitrust law, leading the NCAA to suspend many transfer restrictions entirely. So it sounds like, from what I gathered, Chase, they were a thing. They just weren't very popular until, I guess, recent years. So I don't know. Maybe that's something. Adam does say in the chat, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals will overturn this. That's a good question, Chase. I mean, Adam believes it's going to be overturned. Like, what is the likelihood of things being overturned? I mean, like, I know we probably should just lean on Adam's legal advice here, but I mean, do we feel that he could have this overturned? Adam just dropped another super chat. So speaking of Adam at Lampro, the Law Education Advocacy, let's read what he has to say now. He says, honesty, hard work, and accountability made us great. Saban instilled those values and developed players as athletes and men. Our culture has gotten soft. Throw that ice cream truck in Lake Tuscaloosa and hit the quarterbacks. Georgia and LSU will. Enough coddling. Okay, so Adam's just going full force saying, hey, man, we just get it. Just blow everything up, man. We got to get back to being tough blue-collar dudes, man. I'm with him on that. I will say, speaking of this, and I wanted to save this for tomorrow, but I guess I could preview this briefly. I saw that On3 Chase did SEC power rankings. Kind of interesting where they've got us at. Do you want to take a guess where they had Alabama at, Chase? Just, I'm going to go 1 through 10. Guess where Alabama falls on Chris Lowe. This is from Chris Lowe, who's a very trusted individual, friend of ours here on the show. We go way back, right, from Carolina area. But he released his power rankings for the SEC, Chase. You want to guess where Alabama came in at?
2.
Oh, man, you're very generous there. Oh, I'll give you one more guess.
I'm gonna go with 7.
There you go. Actually, spot on. Alabama 7. It's a really good guess. People are probably gonna be a little surprised by that. And I'll be honest, it feels a little low, but I mean, I guess where things stand right now with this team, I mean, I think it's probably about what a lot of people would put for Alabama if we're just being honest. These are Chris Lowe's top SEC teams. As now, I should just save this for tomorrow because I'm trying to squeeze a million things in. But Adam's super chat got me thinking here. He had Texas at number 1, Georgia at number 2, Ole Miss at number 3, Oklahoma at number 4, Texas A&M at number 5, LSU at 6, then Alabama at 7. And for the reasoning, it says the Crimson Tide's inability to run the ball last year prompted the Kalen DeBoer to go out and hire Adrian Clem as a new offensive line coach and Richard Owens as tight ends coach. Both have previously been running game coordinators, right? Something we noted that I think hopefully should pay dividends for this offense and their production in terms of running the football. Redshirt freshman Keelan Russell may end up starting at quarterback. Austin Mack also battling for the job. Neither has ever started a college game. So running the ball better will be a must. We've talked about that. The defense lost a couple of key front players to Ohio State and the Porter, James Smith and Quay Rousseau, but look for outside linebacker Yonze Pierre to blossom into one of the top big play defenders in the SEC. This also should be one of the deepest and best all-around defensive backfields Alabama has had in some time. So those were his thoughts on Alabama. Chase, you ended up guessing on the second try. What are your thoughts when you see Chris Lowe, who's very respected in the industry, placing Alabama at number 7 in his SEC power rankings?
Like you said, he's a very respected insider. He's been around the game for a long, long time. So, you know, I respect his opinion, but I don't know. I think it's a little disrespectful. Not going to lie. Like, we're not saying that Alabama just lost everything to be 7 out of how many teams in the SEC?
16.
Good gravy. They had
Arkansas dead last.
Yeah, the moment of science right there is enough for me. I don't know. I feel like with the talent that we're bringing back, what we've learned from last year, I think with the schemes and the players in particular, I think the transfer portal definitely will help Alabama for sure. I just feel like they should be in that top 4. range, okay. Top 4 or 5. I feel like 7 is just a little bit disrespectful. You know, they did make the playoffs last year with, I would say, what, 50-40% of what's left of the roster, what it is now. Mm-hmm. So there's still that DNA of what it means to get to that point. And let's not make it big enough. Texas didn't make the playoffs last year. So yeah. I'm kind of confused why Texas is number one when their quarterback just found his footing within the last few games of the season, when we were pretty high up once we kind of got our footing when we beat Georgia on the road.
Well, I'll tell you why they're number one. They have a really talented roster. When you talk about power rankings, they're looking ahead more so, Chase. So they're going to look at it from a standpoint that you mentioned Arch Manning started to find his footing later in the year. We know the potential that he has. Hell, you can say that for Texas. You know the potential that Texas has, but they always seem to kind of fall short of that. I'll be the first one to say that. And I'm not saying that from a hating perspective. It's just his honesty. I feel like every year Texas is hyped at being top two, top three in the conference, sometimes projected to be a top three team nationally, projected to make it all the way to the national championship game. Last season, they didn't make the college football playoffs. I feel like they typically fall a little bit short. That said, I think you still have to respect what they have brewing up, right? Even if the history shows that they always have a lot of good talent, but they don't necessarily reach their full potential, I feel like you got to at least respect it. But I'm with you. If you wanted to maybe keep that in mind and say, I don't know if I'd put them at one, I'm fine with that. But I definitely would put them above Alabama. I'll play this game, right? Let's see like the teams in front of Alabama and see if we actually feel like they should be in front of Alabama. But before we get to that game, we got to hit another timeout to stay on schedule. When we come back, we discuss a little bit more of this. And just so you guys know, tomorrow is a Talking Tuesday. We'll have our full 2 hours. We'll talk about all this. We'll go back to the Sorsby conversation. We'll definitely talk about these power rankings. We'll talk some more recruiting. Hopefully we can get Mr. Andrew Bowen on the show. We'll have a lot more time to discuss all this. But today we're trying to cram a whole bunch of different stuff in here. But we'll do that and we'll finish this on the other side of this timeout right here on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. We'll be right back.
With Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Monday edition of The Game, we're going to talk to Bill Bender. Sporting News has got a new college football guide out. We'll talk Drew DeArmond. We'll cover Alabama Super Regional. Hopefully, we're talking about a trip to Omaha. Martin Houston will be a part of our Monday edition as well, all starting at 2 p.m. on The Game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
Longest running sports talk show in Tuscaloosa. The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and 1230 a.m. WTBC. And streaming worldwide on the free Tide app.
If you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal, hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9149 for your free estimate today. That's 205-393-9149. Asphalt Restoration, where smooth roads start. Roll Tide.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past, that has not been the case. And this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are a kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy. For guidance you can trust, call 201-317-5115 or visit lamparello-law.com. That's Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy.
Proud. Tide 100.9 Tuscaloosa weather.
Here's your Tuscaloosa and West Alabama forecast. Scattered showers and storms expected here through the afternoon. Could see some brief heavy downpours at 85, 72 tonight. Storm chances will fade away through the evening. Partly cloudy overnight. Sunny skies ahead for Tuesday. Highs tomorrow near 90 and lots of sunshine in midweek with a high 91. Thursday, sunny 91. Afternoon storm chance to wrap up the week on Friday, high 92. Richard Wedding at the Weather Channel for Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
It's 85 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Did you miss any episode on Tide 100.9? Don't worry. All of our shows can be found on Spotify and Apple Music and on demand on the Tide 100.9 app.
Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Just a few minutes left, man. That's where an hour flies by. We used to do an hour-long show, and I don't know how we ever even got going. Chase, that was probably the fastest, I think, hour has ever, like, flown by. I can't even believe it. We literally are closing the show out now. So we'll have to bring this conversation back up tomorrow again. I had a short show because baseball was finishing their game two of their Supers that they hosted. First time in years they've done that. First time they'll be headed to the College World Series. Big shout out to Coach Vaughn and his team doing some big stuff. I got a correction here. They will face either Kansas or Oklahoma in the College World Series, depending on, I guess, whoever wins that game today. I want to say that's coming up here shortly. So we'll be on the lookout for that, but they will play Saturday. So we'll probably try to talk about that a little bit. Maybe we can get our guy Lance Cormier back on the show, give us a little bit of a breakdown from this past weekend and maybe what to expect once we know who our opponent is. But to put a quick little bow on this again, we were talking about Chris Lowe's report, his power rankings for the SEC, Alabama coming in at number 7 behind LSU, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Ole Miss, Georgia, and Texas. And I think the biggest question, Chase, for me would be, I think it's a pretty reasonable spot for Alabama. I know Alabama fans aren't used to kind of seeing or hearing us in some of these spots with these rankings, but I just think, you know, a lot of people put a lot of stock into quarterback experience or returning quarterback or who they brought in via the portal. And I think when you look at this Alabama team, I mean, both the guys that are competing for the starting job, I mean, neither of them have starting experience. So that's going to automatically almost drop you just a little bit, right? They did it last year with Ty Simpson. He ended up being a really good player. So don't take offense to it necessarily, but just know, I mean, that's a very common thing when it comes to previewing football teams. Then not to mention, I mean, the running game issues, you talk about a new starter at quarterback, like those are very, very real concerns. You know, the idea is that you hopefully figure it out. And Chris Lowe mentioned that, hiring Adrian Klemm, hiring Coach Owens, both guys having experience as run game coordinators, you know, overhauling the offense line. The goal is for it to be better and in turn the offense being more productive and efficient. But I think a lot of people are just taking the wait and see approach since, you know, none of the moves I would say this offseason were like, you know, huge home run type moves. It was just being honest. So you just got to wait and see. So that being said, we got to close things out. It's already done. And, we already are gearing up for tomorrow because Talking Tuesday tomorrow is going to be very action-packed. We'll have Clint Lamb at the top of the hour. Hopefully we can get Mr. Andrew Bone talk some recruiting, and we'll keep on rolling like we always do right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Big thanks to everybody tuning in via radio, via the stream, Chase Behind the Glass. And as always, we look forward to doing it again tomorrow right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC.
You've been listening to the Miller's Edge, tackling sports daily.
Covia Sand and Crowd.